We're going to go ahead and get started with our post-race media availabilities. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you as soon as possible. We are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Adam Stevens. Congratulations, Adam. We'll go ahead and open it up right to questions. We'll start here in the middle with Matthew.
Matthew Warrens with Northeast Sports News. Adam, after that rain delay, you guys changed the rain tire. Did you guys ever think you would see that amount of crazy racing where guys were using the high line of the track?
I didn't know what to think. You know, we haven't had the wets on here. Obviously, we all had a little bit of experience at Richmond earlier this year, but I really was surprised to see people on the apron. That shocked me. But it seemed like everybody could find a line that worked for whatever balance they had. And there were different points in time during the run as certain groups started to dry out that it really moved around. And I think that played into Bell's favor. He's just so good at moving around and finding speed, making speed, finding the grip. But the added component of having to keep those tires cool was interesting, not something we've quite seen yet.
We'll come down here to Terrell.
Terrell Covey with Portsmouth Herald. So there was a time not long ago this race would have just been called when the rain came like that. You know, what does it say about NASCAR's willingness to try some different things and especially the product after that rain delay that was out there? You know, the fact that they're willing to try some things like this and give you guys a chance to race it out.
Yeah, you know, I was probably the biggest skeptic when they said they wanted to run wets at the ovals. I thought they were crazy and they proved me wrong for sure. They did a really good job of coming up with a plan methodically of how wet was too wet. And we tried all those gizmos with the wipers and the blinking lights and the mud flaps that didn't do anything. And they figured out once they got the water off the racetrack that you could run in it, you know, and that was probably the best way to dry the track too. So those are all boxes I never thought we would have checked from the way that whole project started out. But kudos to them for being visionaries in that regard, and Mr. France for pushing the limits. I don't think there was probably a lot of support for that, but as we've narrowed in on what works, it's pretty clear today that it worked.
Christopher, have any input after yesterday?
No, I mean, he told us about his day, but the cars are so far different now. There's just not much that transfers. They're nothing like they used to be, years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, where you could relate a little bit. There's just nothing to take from it anymore.
And we've now been joined by our race winning owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. If you have a question for him or Adam, please raise your hand. We'll go to Jerry and then over here to Rich.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires.net. Adam, I was talking to Briscoe a while ago, and he just says Christopher's the GOAT here. Why is Christopher so good here, and Christopher gave you guys, the team, credit for being so good here. What is it about this track that really meshes with JGR?
I don't know. I think if you go back through history, we've had a lot of drivers be successful here, and I think that there's a bit of a snowball effect where the feedback's better, the setups get better. And then in turn, the feedback gets even sharper and you're working on smaller and smaller things. And then, you know, the crew chiefs get a little smarter. The engineers get a little smarter. It's just a huge snowball rolling downhill. Now, all that being said, it had nothing to do with racing in the rain here today. You know, we didn't prepare for that. As far as a base setup, you know, obviously we got to make adjustments, but we didn't put springs and bars and shocks on this thing thinking we were going to finish up in the rain. So, you know, to Christopher's side, I would love to hear his response to this question, but like I said, this track is just has got so much character. It really tasks the driver with being willing and able to move around and find that little bit of grip as the line moves and the rubber goes down. And certainly in the wet, like we talked about earlier, as it dries, knowing how much work you're asking out of your tires and how to remedy that situation in short order. And you know, just that dirt experience and his mindset of always looking forward and always being willing to be the first guy to make a new move seems like it paid off today.
And one follow-up. What were you thinking with all those cautions being up on the box with Christopher on the restarts?
I wasn't too worried about the restarts, but if you have enough of them, eventually one of them's going to go bad, right? So that's a concern, but it wasn't really on my mind. The thing I was thinking the last probably two was how dark it was getting. I know it was probably hard to see on TV, but all of us here at the track were thinking, man, we can't do too many more of these because it was certainly getting dark.
We'll go to Rich and then in the back to Bob.
Two
Joe, just comment on Christopher taking both races this weekend.
Yeah, I got to say, first of all, it was just great being a part of today. I don't think any of us will forget this. The way this all started, I appreciate NASCAR staying after it, because everything that happened there, it could have easily been something where we don't finish the race. And I think, as Adam said, now that we have the tires, the wet tires, it's going to allow us to finish races at times that we wouldn't be able to. As far as Adam, just doing a great job today. Christopher, I just think Christopher has he's gifted. And the further he goes, you know, we all just really appreciate it. And I think he's a real talented young guy. And to be truthful, with him not in here, I'll tell you, he's the all-American guy. Sponsors love him. And he's just a kid that everybody loves. And so it's great to see him, too, you know, get the success that I think, you know, he deserves. He's worked hard. He came in during COVID. He got in cars without making a lap that first year and went through all of that. And so I really appreciate that. And so there was a lot about tonight. God's blessed us with great people back at the race shop. I wish they were here to kind of celebrate with us, and our sponsors, in particular Toyota. Just a huge deal for us. For them, Reem and JR, everybody there, Tony Merritt, Don, everybody at Stanley Black & Decker. This means so much to us when you can call them from the winner's circle. And to give you an example, Reem had about 3 hospitality suites, and they may have had 150 people here. And what that means when they go back and to be able to talk about tonight is just a huge deal. It's a big part of our sport. Our sport's different than other sports. You got to have a great sponsor, and they're more than sponsors, they're partners. And so it's a thrill for us when we get to celebrate a night like tonight.
Thank you both.
We'll go to Bob and then over to Dan.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. For both of you, did you expect NASCAR to go back to racing at all during the storm, while it was storming? And is there anything you would suggest as far as how they would do things procedurally going forward with these tires?
Yeah, I'll take that one, Coach. I honestly did think we'd go back. Looking at the radar, it was a pretty hard line on the backside of the storm. I think everybody had a pretty fair estimate of when it was going to stop. And the lightning be clear as well as the rain, and there was still plenty of daylight left. So I think they got that right, and they didn't really communicate anything until it was about done. I think they had that in mind, and I think we were all in agreement there. But as far as what they could do differently, I think the more that we go through this, the pitfalls that we can avoid, we've pretty much either stepped in them or avoided them already. So one big thing I think was the non-competitive pit stops, just to keep the pit crews out of danger. You know, they didn't have time to dry pit road. It was very, very wet. And not only is that a slip and fall hazard, but you could have a pit crew guy on the ground on the right side of the car, and then the car slipping and sliding, trying to beat each other out of their boxes. And it could get really, really messy in a hurry. So I think in this situation, that was absolutely the right call as well.
I think NASCAR made a lot of big decisions there. And I think they were on the right side. I really do. I think the way they handled everything, including those pit stops that were non-competitive.
And I just wanted to follow up with Coach. Does this make up for what Christopher Bell did earlier in the week?
Somebody asked me that in the winter circle, and I said, Christopher Bell can do anything he wants. Believe me.
Are there any last questions for these two? We'll take Matthew, and then we will wrap with Tara.
Matthew Warris with Northeast Sports News. Coach, I know how you talk about this weekend is special. Another special moment for you guys is watching Justin Bonsignor make his Xfinity Series debut. What does that say as a whole to see the modified community, see another one of their own make a big start like that?
I thought that was a great effort. I think it says a lot about that series and modified and what they could do over here. And so maybe that's going to lead to other young guys stepping over. but certainly it was impressive. That was an impressive run. And it didn't turn out the way, really, he deserved. And so I thought it was a big deal. It says a lot about that series.
We'll take a final question from Terrell.
So, Coach, you've won Super Bowls. You've won NASCAR championships. You know what it takes to make a champion. What do you see in Christopher Bell that could potentially make him a champion this season?
I think Christopher, first of all, is really sacrificed on his way up. You know, he's raced a lot in dirt and everything, but I think he says to you, when I first met him, he said, "Coach, this is all I can do. I have to be successful in racing." And I do remember that first year, Adam was a part of that, and he would get out of the car, you know, and it was more of, "I can do this." You know, and then by the second year, he was a little more aggressive. And then by the third year, he was pointing his finger at me and said, "You're keeping me." I knew he was on board then. And so I think he's gaining confidence as he goes. It's great to see a young guy like that, that really and truly deserves it. And so it's a thrill for us to be a part of it. And I joked with people. I said, "We can ride him for 20 years.
All right, Coach Adam, thank you for your time and congratulations.
Thank you.